If you've been to a Czech wedding any time in the last few decades, you're probably familiar with the classic format. The same bleak communist-era town hall with an uninterested official repeating the same old clichés. The same wedding march and even the exact same menu in a local restaurant afterwards. But just as so many other things have changed in Czech society in recent years, Czech weddings, too, are becoming a whole different affair. Pavla Horáková has more.
The Czech Republic, especially the capital Prague, has become a popular wedding destination for foreign couples, used to spending large amounts of money on their nuptials, who use the services of local wedding agencies. In recent years, however, more and more Czechs have been turning to professional wedding planners to be able to enjoy their special day and leave all the practical worries to someone else. Petra Hoffmann from Prague-based White Agency agrees.
Yes, I can confirm there is such a trend. By the influence from abroad, that lately there is such a trend that weddings are a reflection of personalities and lifestyle of the engaged couples. They are getting married in the older age when they are financially stabilized, they are secured, and they are paying for themselves for the wedding. Therefore, they want to have their wedding according to their dreams and wishes. That's why they're hiring agencies to have it perfectly done. Also, I have to say that Czech slowly breaking the barriers from the past that hiring agencies is very expensive. They're looking at it that the agencies say help them save their money, actually, because they have experience. They can secure the best services because they have vendors, they work with them in the past. And, of course, they save a time.
And what are the differences between the services demanded by foreign couples and local couples? And also, how much are Czechs willing to invest in their wedding compared to foreigners?
Well, I think that they are both very demanding clients. It's a special day to have a wedding once in a life, hopefully. So I would say that they are both very demanding. And speaking about the investment, I think there are no differences and such.
Now, can you describe a typical Czech wedding as we have known it from the previous decades compared to one arranged by an agency or compared to a modern Czech wedding?
Well, I think the Czech weddings in the past, they were organized by a bride or by a family member, close family member. The ceremonies were done in the morning, early morning, and then followed by the lunch of his immediate family, and then later on in a celebration with the friends and family. In these days, Czechs are looking, and also influenced by the trend from abroad, into weddings. They are done in the afternoon, and they are followed immediately by the celebration for everybody. Either it's a sit-down dinner or buffet-style reception. They're also looking into unique places. Gone are the days where Czechs would be looking into ceremonies, into city halls and town halls. They would prefer some unique places, such as gardens or boats even. And if it's organized by the agency, I have to say that it's usually running very smoothly and there are no gaps, and it's definitely stress-free for the clients.
Kamila Fuchmanová is a happy new wife. She too opted for a wedding arranged by an agency and says she would recommend it to everyone.
Of course, because wedding agency is very professional and it was my best day in my life. Everything was well organized about flowers, wedding place we found together. It was so nice in Old Town Square. And very professional photograph was there, and whole day was so nice. Yeah.
Statistics suggest that there are 20,000 fewer weddings a year than 10 years ago, but still wedding agencies report a growing number of domestic clients, even though Czechs are still quite conservative in this respect. While around one-third of all weddings in the Czech Republic are held with the assistance of an agency, in neighboring Germany it is close to 90%.
That story by Pavla Horáková.